Hello.
Good morning, Michael. It's Laura with Local Splash from yesterday.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I mean, I guess you can. It could be worse.
Worse, I guess. I mean, if you're on the phone, it's not bad. I'm just pulling it sideways to get with my wife. So hold on a sec.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, no worries.
How's the weather?
Over here, it's actually pretty nice. We have the sun, but we are expecting a big storm, they say, this weekend. But they say that a lot. So.
We're getting.
We will see.
Oh.
How's it over there?
We're in the middle of a rainstorm.
Today, oh, so you guys are getting...
Two more inches of rain, I'm supposed to get... Just making things
better. Yeah, it's like we got a late winter almost, because it took a while for us at least to start seeing it.
Yeah. All right. Here comes the dog. All right, guys. She's on the phone now. Okay, we're here.
Hi.
Perfect. Hi. And I'm so sorry. I didn't get your name. My name is Laura, by the way. I'm sorry. The line kind of cut.
Maria.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Maria. Thank you.
Hi.
Now, Maria, did you have any other questions for me? I know. I'm sure a lot came up for you.
I guess. Like if he say per chance he wanted to cancel, is that he can do that at any time, or is he set? Like is that thing that he has to pay for a year or 6 months or whatever it is?
Yeah, no. So there's a no cancellation fee. So he's gonna receive this in writing as well when we process everything, and then the voice verification. I do go over that. The only thing when it comes with canceling. We only ask that you cancel 3 days before the billing is due, so we have time to process and cancel everything. Other than that, there's nothing to it.
And then it's billed monthly, is that correct?
Correct.
And is that, how much is the fee for that? Does it, like, vary, or?
No, so it's based off of a flat rate. So to start for your month and your setup fee, it's $249 with a setup fee of $99. So it would be $348 today, but therefore it's only going to be $249 a month. And that includes everything. So the pricing isn't going to change, and you also do receive this in writing. Even if we raise our prices, we are not going to raise his prices. It's still going to stay the same. It stays that way for the whole time that you're with us.
Okay. I don't...
And what are the so can we just go over this again where I would be and what as far as be on Google?
Yes. So the way that it's going to work is the first thing we're gonna do is start setting you up with that Google business profile. So that's that verification process that Google's gonna need to do. So we can at least get your presence on there. So we will help you out with that because there is a video that needs to get done. Google verifies you in different ways. After that, we're going to put you on the first page of Google where that map is, based off of the jobs you want to be found for. So you're going to let me know what jobs you want to be found for. My research team does research in the area and finds out what keywords are searched the most based off of those keywords. On your onboarding call, you're going to decide what keywords you want to use. So it'll be a first page placement on Google. It'll be on Bing. If you need a Yelp page, which again, you already have one, you know, we do the directory submissions, which again, we'll go over that on your onboarding call. You're also going to be first page placement on Bing, and then we retarget those same people looking for you by running Facebook ads on their feed. It does come with a dashboard that tracks everything. You know, it'll show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that stuff.
All right. Now, when you say first page, how many people are on first page?
Well, it really depends how congested your area is.
So you don't overbook the area, do you?
Well, I'm actually about to look up your area. So give me one second. Let me look it up. So let's see. Okay. So I typed it in, and what's pulling up is Gutter Source of New England, Ned Stevens Gutter Cleaning, Gutter Masters of New England. It's looking like it's about 10 of them on the first page.
Okay. That's just gutters, right?
Yes, that's just gutters. So, and that's only one keyword that I looked up. So you'll be popping up for all of your keywords. And then the longer you stay with us as well, the higher you're going to be getting up there. It's a process.
Okay, because insulation is probably one of my bigger keywords. Is there a lot for that?
There's typically never over 10, because it goes to second page, third page, fourth page, and, you know, people typically don't go over the first page. It's about 10. It doesn't normally go over 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Yeah, that's about how much there is.
Okay.
And then I'm just thinking, like, so what happens if he doesn't get any calls or anything? Like, that's all there is. It's just an advertisement, basically.
Yeah, so I know it's when it comes with advertising, it's a little scary, you know, because you don't know the results you're going to get. But you do just want to look at it in a way as, first of all, it's Google. Everybody uses Google. sorry. I'm sure you guys use Google when you're looking for something. Also how long we've been in business and, you know, the results we provide our clients. We have some clients that have been with us over a decade already. They started off a small business and they have multiple locations across the United States now. And I think I sent over the client testimonials over to you, Michael. I'm not quite sure. But another thing, too, is how many people are looking for your services across the web. So we do have access to the Google Analytics. And alone, just for the keyword gutters, it was searched in the last 30 days 1,213 times. And, you know, that's just one keyword. So your demand is there. You're not going to get all those calls either. I want to make that clear.
The demand is there. I just want to get out there, and I like the Facebook thing. I mean, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't advertise. I do have stuff going on, but I want to reach the homeowner, and this is my reason for doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And Maria, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't think so. And people can leave reviews if he's given the job.
So they can leave reviews normally, like a Google business profile that you'll have, but we'll also provide you with a review tracker. So it's going to be a URL link. All you have to do is provide this URL link to your clients. They just click on the URL link and they can leave you a review. It's super easy. And on your dashboard, you'll be able to respond to reviews, manage your reviews. The dashboard's pretty much going to be like the brains of everything, so you'll be able to see all the moving parts on there. But that is another feature. Another feature as well that is included is a website. All these things, when I do set up your account, I go over exactly what it is that you want it to look like. And those are not extra costs either. They are included.
Okay. And in the event that, say, he posts some pictures up and then he wants to edit those, does he do that, or is that with you guys?
Post some pictures like on his Google business profile?
Well, however you set up the account, say you post some pictures, and then say, I don't know, months down the line he wants to change something. Is that on his dashboard, or do you do that for him?
Yeah, so it could be done on the dashboard, or he can also send it over to us. Take care of all of this in the onboarding call. There is emails. You can send it to us directly, and we can upload it for you, or you will have access to do it yourself because it is your Google business profile. We're just going to have admin access. So it's okay. Going to belong to you.
Okay.
So we drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, we're there to help you. We're not going to start this and then you're never going to hear from us again. You're going to get a lot of communication from us in the beginning. And as soon as everything starts going up and running, that's when we'll keep in communication every so often, depending on the things that you need. I'll still be point of contact on the account too. So you're able to reach out to me directly.
Okay.
Now, are we good to go?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Now, let me make sure that I have everything correct on the account as well. Michael, I have spelling of your name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Is that correct? Okay. And what is your last name?
Collins.
Okay. I figured, just wasn't sure. Perfect. And... what email do you want to use?
The business one, so.
It's mcollins.insulation.gutters@gmail.com.
Okay. mcollins.insulation.gutters@gmail.com?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Insulation.
Yeah, that's what I got wrong. I put installation, okay. And it was popping up on my system telling me. Okay. And then the phone number that you want your clients to call you on, Michael, is this number okay, the one that ends in the 2229?
Yes.
Okay. And then company name. I have Collins Insulation and Seamless Gutters. Is that correct?
Yes.
And full. Okay, I'll put it down, LLC. And also between insulation and seamless, I have the word and spelled out. Is that okay, or do you want the symbol?
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. And what is your address?
58 St. George Court, Warwick, Rhode Island.
Is that going to be posted on the site?
No. So when you have your onboarding call, they typically ask you, do you want your address to show? If it is a home address, we recommend that it's not shown. But
yeah,
ultimately,
okay.
It's going to be up to you. Yeah. You don't want people showing up to your home. You don't even know who they are.
Yeah. Not up at the shop either, so.
Okay. That's fine. I'll make sure to notate that as well. Now, for people that are authorized on your account, Michael and Maria, both of you guys are fine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to add anybody else?
No.
Okay. Now, what job? Okay, that's good. And Maria, is your last name Collins as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And for your keyword searches, my onboarding team, they do that research, find out what keywords are searched the most. But for the services that you want to be found for, it's insulation, gutters. What else should I add?
So it would be insulation, seamless gutters. Let's see what else I would want to put on here.
Commercial residential.
Yeah, I guess commercial and residential, if that's.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's not, well, no, I'll see. insulation, a seamless gut, is gutter cleaning.
Okay.
Gutter insulation.
Well, that's part of the gutters. So with the insulation, I would put, under insulation, can you break off from, like, put some notes underneath that, or is it just all too
Of course, I can do that. So let me know what I should put down.
So insulation, I would put air sealing. Fiberglass insulation, fiberglass. Mineral wool.
One second. Can you repeat? Can you read that? Repeat that word one more time, please.
Mineral wool, M-I-N-E-R-A-L, and then W-O-O-L, mineral wool.
Okay, perfect.
And then cellulose.
Can you spell that for me, please?
C-E-L-L-O-U-S-E.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No.
C-E-L-L-U-L-O-S-E.
Oh, there we go.
E-L-L, one more time, please, Maria.
Yep, C-E-L-L-U-L-O-S-E.
I love how Maria knows more than Michael on this one.
Quiet.
It's because it's your industry, so she's like, no, that's not spelled that way. That's perfect. Okay. And let me see here. Okay, now for your onboarding call, we do have some availability today. Do you guys want to do it today, or do you want to do it tomorrow or next week?
One second. He just went to look at his business card to see if he wanted to add anything. Oh. When do you want to do that call?
The call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, and okay. They do call within an hour window. So it's completely up to you guys.
And under insulation, can you also put ventilation?
Yes. Let's put ventilation. Okay.
And then once we get that board set up, then can we play with that, or?
Yes, of course. So if you think of any more when you have your onboarding call, you can add them. Or at any time in the future, you can add and take away.
Oh, good. Okay. So once you get it up and going, that's fine. So what were you saying about the times for this?
Your onboarding call, we have availability today if you want to get it out the way today. But if not, we can do tomorrow or sometime next week.
Next week is bad for me, but
no, I'd rather do it today or tomorrow.
I have as early as, let me see, between 12 and 1. That's the earliest that I have today.
You want to do, what do you have, like a 1 to 2 or a 2 to 3?
I have a between 1 to 2. Let me see. I don't have between 2 to 3, but 1 to 2 works for me.
Why don't we do the 1 to 2? Because I got to do a little bit of running around, and I don't want to have to rush back for 12.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Let's do the 1 to 2.
So 1 to 2 today. I'll email you over the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. So you'll have that in your calendar. Okay, now for the business, is it licensed and insured?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And then for your Facebook, do you need a... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's why I said the LLC.
That's right. Thank you. Okay, and for your Facebook page, do you need us to make one, or do you have one for the business already?
I don't have one. Nope.
Okay.
So if you can make one, that would be great.
We can, absolutely. I just put that down. And then for your website, would you like us to make one for you?
Yes, I would. But we can add, I have a nephew that's working on something. So But I'd like to get this up and running, and then if he comes up with something, can we add it to that?
Of course. We'll just remove what we have, and we'll just add yours. That's not a problem. At any time, you can do that. Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, and for areas that you're looking to get work, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
All right, so Rhode Island, for sure. Is that too broad?
I would say possibly too broad. How about, do you know the counties?
I do. I mean, it's where we are, Warwick, Cranston.
Give me one second. I want to make sure I get the spelling right.
Oh, hold on a second. How about if we do, can we do like Kent County and then Providence County, which would get all these?
Okay, I have Providence County, and then what was the first one that you said?
Kent County, K-E-N-T.
What's like up north?
Okay, I have Kent County. What's the next one that you would like to add?
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure this all out.
Hold on
one sec. We're looking.
No worries.
Because there are some parts of Massachusetts that I want too, but I guess I got to look this all up.
Yeah. Yes. If you want to pick cities, if that's easier, we can also do that. We can do a mixture of counties and cities. It's up to you if you want to pull up the map.
You can add Bristol County and Newport County.
Okay. Give me one second. So first I got Newport. And is that in Rhode Island or Massachusetts?
Rhode Island.
It's in Rhode Island. Okay. And then the other one that you said, what was the name?
Bristol.
Bristol and Newport.
You had Newport already,
okay.
Right?
Yes, I got Newport. I got Bristol now. I'm ready for the next one.
Blackstone, Mass.
Okay, Blackstone, Mass.
Econ,
okay, and one second. Okay. So Blackstone, give me one second. Let me make sure I got that one correct. Okay, so Blackstone is in Worcester County?
That could be Worcester County, yeah.
Okay, so is it okay if I put that county?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I have the Attleboro's. Attleboro, I think the south, but I don't know what they fall under.
Can you spell that for me, please?
A-T-T-L-E-B-O-R-O.
Okay. It is in Bristol County. So we got that down.
Okay.
Norfolk County.
Wait a minute.
Bellingham and Plainville.
Norfolk County?
Yeah.
Okay, Norfolk County, because that's closer to us.
Okay. I got Norfolk County. All right. Ready for the next one?
So it's North Attleboro, Seekonk.
Yeah. Oh, it's got Seekonk in that already. What else is there here? Northern Rhode Island. What is that? Is there something? Is there a county for Northern Rhode Island?
Let's find out. Okay. Bristol County pops up.
And no, that's the other way. Okay. Well, we could add on to this, correct?
So you can, yes. And just to kind of let you guys know, so I did a, list of counties in Rhode Island. There's five.
Yep.
So there's Providence, Kent, Bristol, Newport, and Washington.
Yeah, that's what, those would be good.
Okay. So add Washington because I don't have that one.
Yeah. Yes, add Washington.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And, yes, you can always add and take away, so you're not stuck with these.
And we can do that on our own?
Yes, you're going to be able to do that on your dashboard, or you can call me or call onboarding. They'll do it for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
I would say, let's just put Monday through Saturday, no? Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
7 to 5.
From what time?
7 to 5.
Okay. 7 to 5. That's perfect. And then Sunday, do you want to show clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can always change this too. It's what's going to show on your Google business profile. So, you know, when people are looking up your service, they're going to see that you're open or closed. What you're giving me are good hours. So it looks good on my end.
Yeah. They'll still call Sunday no matter what anyway. People are relentless. They just call.
All right. And the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Let's see. Company. Yeah, we'll use the company.
Okay. And on the company card, does it show Michael Collins as well?
Let me get it. Hold on a sec.
Okay, no worries.
I don't know if it shows my name or just the company. Oh, I got it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. It just went on. Hold on. What's that?
Yeah, no worries.
I didn't do it.
Okay, so you need the number?
Is Michael's name on it, or is the company name, or is it both on it?
Both,
okay. And is there a middle initial for Michael's name?
A.
A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the 58 St. George Court?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of card is it?
It's a Citizen MasterCard debit card.
Does it start with a 5 or a 4?
5.
Okay, so it's a MasterCard. Okay, I am ready for the cards, the numbers whenever you are.
5141-9057. 0185-0058.
Okay. And when does the card expire?
Valid through 128.
128. And the security code?
780.
All right. Perfect. Now, every time that we're going to call, we're going to ask a security question. And that's so you know it's us calling you. It's not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick through 3 different questions. You can answer whatever you'd like. Just, of course, remember the answer. You can pick from either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
What do you want to do?
Let's do the pet.
Critique.
Oh.
First pet's name.
That's in the open
door. Okay.
Enzo. E-N-Z-O.
Perfect. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. So that's on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. You're going to get everything in writing through text and through email as soon as we're done. So if you have any questions, please stop me. And Michael, since it's your name that's on the card, I do need you to do the voice verification. So I'm going to go over that real quick. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Collins Insulation and Seamless Gutters.
Hello. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Collins, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from that 877 number, which is the number you called. That is our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we ask is that if you please contact us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Can you just tell me the date on that again, please?
28th.
Okay.
The 28th.
No, ma'am.
It's going to be the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be the 28th. It's the same day that you start the service. Okay, so I must have got something wrong on your card because it's telling me that I got something wrong. So let me go back to the billing. Okay, expiration is 1 of 2028, correct?
01128.
And then security code is 780?
780.
Okay, can I get the card numbers one more time, please?
5141-9057-0185-0058.
Okay, perfect. Let me retype this in. Okay. Let's go back to here. All right, it's processing. I did get something wrong, so sorry about that. The last thing we're going to go over, you're going to receive a lot of automated text messages and emails. I'm going to send you over a YouTube video as well that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. The other thing I'm going to do, let me see here.
You're going to send that to the email, right?
Yeah. The YouTube video is going to be sent through text message, but everything else is sent through email and through text as well. So make sure you're going to receive a lot of automated messages. You don't necessarily have to worry about any of them until your onboarding call because they do explain everything in detail for you. Let me make sure those terms and conditions are going to be sent to you. That's the last thing we're going to do.
Yeah,
I know they can get a little annoying. So sorry, but they're all needed though. And we do communicate as well as things are done. We do communicate with you through text and through email as well. So you'll know every step of the way of where we're at. Let me send you one link. And this is going to be the terms and conditions, which is going to go over everything that we just went over right now. If you can open up the link that I literally just sent it right now.
Localsplash.com.
It should say Local Splash Terms of Experience when you open it up.
I'm just looking at something here. Citizen Trial Alert. Did you want card to go through? Oh, see?
Wow, that's nice, right?
Yeah.
Would have been nice if they would have done it with the other one.
Well, I did get stopped, so. Let's see. Thank you for choosing. All right, so I just got to click on this link.
The link that it's the one that says mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then it's slash your phone number.
/com/terms. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So on the local splash terms of experience, this is basically going over everything that I went over with you, which is that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it, directory submissions, your website, your Facebook ads, what we charge you and what we will charge you thereafter. So that, you know, is everything in writing for you. Your seasonal hold, if you get really busy, you can pause your service. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing that you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name the way that it looks with those, the capital letters, and just click confirm.
So I just do these two check marks at the top?
They should be towards the bottom, but it is the two boxes that basically...
Yeah, it's right on my phone number.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so blah, blah, blah. And then I got to put the capital letters in here, too?
Yes, it's or it won't go through. It's a little finicky.
Just confirm signature after.
Correct. It'll take you into what will be your dashboard, and we'll have those credentials for you. It's going to be about 3 to 5 days to get those for you, but that's what's going to be your dashboard on how to log in. So as of right now, we are done. We have your onboarding call. It's going to be it's going to be coming up shortly. So I put you down between 1 to 2 today. And I did send you over my contact info, so you have my extension. Do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
So this came up, local splash username and password. Is that something I do now or after?
That's what's going to be your dashboard. So you'll get your username and password for that in about 3 to 5 days because we're going to start building it for you. So you don't have to worry about that quite yet. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
Do you have any? No? No, I think we're good.
Okay. Perfect. You have my contact info. If anything comes up, please feel free. You can text me, email me, leave me a voicemail, whatever works best. And I think we are done for now. I will speak with you guys shortly.
Yeah. What is that? So this phone call, what is this entailing now?
That's going to be your onboarding call. Yeah, they are going to go into detail about the whole process, answer any questions you might have, because we still have to verify you with Google. You know, we have to do that video, what you want everything to look like colors on your website, all of that goes over in detail.
Okay. I'm getting a call. It says from Splash, I think.
From us?
It says Laura Splash, maybe?
You're getting a call or a message?
No, hold and accept. There was another phone call. It just came in. Okay.
It shouldn't have been from us. That's weird. Yeah, just make sure, please make sure that when we talk to you that we ask you that security question. Just because, if that's weird that no one should be calling you right now.
You don't, that's not an 833 extension, right?
My extension is 9270.
No, I mean the area code.
For the area code that we're going to be calling from, it's going to be an 877.
Okay. This one's 833. It must be something else. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't. Yeah. It's 877. Do you want to write it down or should I retext it over to you?
Why don't you text it to me? Yes.
Okay. I'll send that over to you text. That's perfect. Okay. All right. We will talk shortly.
Okay, you said around 1 o'clock, right?
It's going to be between 1 and 2, yes. I'm going to email that to you right now, okay?
I'm getting this here. It says, this is Laura from Local Splash.
Correct. That is me, and that is our office line, the 877 number. That's the number that we're going to be calling you from.
I got you. Okay, so two texts came up at the same time with the one number on top of the other. That's what got me confused.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not you. I hate this damn phone. Once you get your phone, I block more numbers than it's crazy. Another number.
I know. So. That's what's frustrating. I deal with the same thing. It's different numbers, so I understand. But no, I mean, that's our number, the 877 number. So just save it. And then you have my extension as well. So if anything comes up, feel free to reach out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll speak here shortly. Bye.
Okay.